but I can't deny how radically that nightmare molded my perspective and my instincts, and how much it has informed the woman I am today. We don't get to choose our formative moments. Very often, adversity and failure shape us more permanently than fortune and success. That has certainly been the case in my life. The major setbacks I've endured, and there have been many, have actually propelled me onward, each one reminding me how important it is to stand up again, as difficult as it may be, stronger and more steadfast. Pain yields action. It can introduce a fervor to speak out for those whose voices are not heard. Surviving Jonestown crystallized where I needed to focus my energy. It convinced me that I had a purpose. All I had to do was figure out how to fulfill it. Chapter 1, The Early Years. Women are tough in my family. We had to be. My mother, a first-generation Armenian-American, lost most of her extended family in the 1915 genocide. She was born in Fresno, California, where her immigrant parents struggled to pull a life together for themselves and their six children. Nancy, my mother, was the third eldest, and stood in bread lines with my grandfather every Sunday to claim the food that would help feed their family. On the way home from school, she and her siblings ran from the neighborhood bullies who threw rocks at the poorer kids. Small but steely, Nancy vowed that she would never be poor like that again. And because she was so determined and such a self-actualizing person, she did whatever was necessary to make good on that promise. After graduating from high school, Mom went to a typist pool for the U.S. government in San Francisco and found clerical work at both Fort Mason and Ferry Building. This was the thick of the Depression, so as the country tightened its belt, her conviction to support herself was only reinforced. Every day, she insisted on walking the 45 minutes to and from her jobs, rather than spend the extravagant 10 cents it cost to ride a streetcar. Her frugality and gritty resolve bore fruit. By the age of 28, she had saved enough from her meager paychecks and squirreled away dimes to buy a pair of flats in a gray two-story building a few miles from the Pacific Ocean in the Inner Sunset neighborhood, where the streets are packed with a dense, blinding fog that lends the area an almost mystical feel at night. The neighborhood wasn't much older than my mother. At the end of the 19th century, the area consisted of miles of sand dunes and the odd roadhouse until stretches of homes were constructed to make room for the city's growing number of immigrants and students. My mom staked her claim among them as a homeowner. Mom quickly moved my grandmother and my Aunt Toby into the upstairs rooms to live with her. She left my grandfather, a bit of a ne'er-do-well, who never provided for their family and was estranged from her mother, to fend for himself. Mom was always resourceful. Her dining room doubled as her bedroom, and she rented out the rooms of the downstairs flat rather than give herself the luxury of her own space. She placed an ad in the paper seeking boarders and was soon contacted by a young German immigrant, Manfred Speer. He moved in a few days later. Though he was 5 years younger than my mom, Fred had already lived a life enriched by adventure. While Mom had been trudging up and down the same hills for a decade, he had served as a pilot in Germany, traveled through Russia, and worked as a medic in China before settling in San Francisco. As my mother was working to distance herself from her impoverished beginnings, Fred was driven by a decidedly more whimsical obsession. At the age of 15, he saw the musical San Francisco, starring Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy. Before the closing credits rolled, he decided that he would leave Frankfurt someday and make his home in the city by the bay. Fred carried with him an air of worldly knowledge that Mom lacked. By her account, she didn't even like him at first and was far from impressed, until he came upstairs one night and cooked a delicious German dinner for my aunt, my grandmother, and her. His kitchen skills and striking good looks could